Leader people need to be able to think, speak, and act without self-restraint. As an academic scientist, I have had the privilege of working with prescient giants in the field, such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Zev Zelenko, Dr. Joseph Ladapo, and Dr. Harvey Weish. This is America Out Loud Talk Radio. Welcome to my Liberty Hour. I am Dr. Paul Alexander. Hello, welcome back. Once again, you are listening to Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour on America Out Loud Radio Network. You know we are speaking truth and accurate information to Americans and all who are willing to listen because we are engaging in a daily fight, a slug, with the likes of warriors such as Dr. Peter McCullough. The key, you know, is to share information, and that's what we're trying to do daily. So all of you who are willing to listen, so that you could be informed. We've been fighting against far-left globalist media outlets, and we've been canceled by this woke insanity and censored. So when persons like Malcolm with the America Out Loud Radio Network comes along and provides a forum and a platform for us, it is very invigorating and it's very important because Americans have lost their liberties and freedoms over the last 3 years. You know that a government seeks, our governments, federal, state, local levels, they are always looking for ways to accrue power and take power from us. And that's what they did with these insane emergency power declarations. When they take this power and they accrue it, they will turn around and maximally abuse us. And they have over 3 years with a lockdown lunacy, school closure lunacy, mass mandate lunacy, everything about it, closing businesses was lunatic. So all it did was cause deaths to the public. We incurred more deaths due to the lunatic lockdown restrictive policies than the actual virus itself. Our job has been over the last 3 years, people like myself and McCullough, Dr. Harvey Weish, even Dr. Joe Ladapo, was to bring information to you and to help you be as informed as possible on the best science, everything that you needed for optimal, trustworthy decision making. So I really want to thank Malcolm and this platform. And I'm asking you, please dig deep, share this information, and find ways to support Malcolm and help sponsor his America Out Loud Radio Network show. Thank you. And you know, you can find me on my Substack, Alexander COVID News. Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R, space COVID, space news. And check for my podcast the following day after this talk radio. Whenever we do the talk radio show, right away it goes the next day to podcasts, and you can hear them on Spotify, Stitcher. You can also hear them on Pandora, iHeart, and many more. I just wanted to remind you that. Thank you. Couple of stories I've been following. First of all, this one on Alec Baldwin to be charged for involuntary manslaughter. Look, I've not been following that matter too much. Baldwin's politics didn't gel square with minds, but we could disagree and differ in views on life, and that's the key. We don't need to hate each other, and I don't need to have people's ill intent or destruction in mind. So something wrong happened on that set that day, and somebody died. And by the looks of it, he had that gun in his hand. He had that gun pointed to that person. And it looks like he fired that shot, unless there was some string connected to the trigger and he didn't pull it, or there was some remote control. I don't think so. So they have to get to the bottom of this. And I just wish the best for everyone and the best outcome, and that the dead person family, the dead person can rest in peace, and the family could get some reprieve and some sort of remediation from this tragic, tragic loss. The news was talking about Russia warning about nuclear attack if defeated. I don't know what to believe, and I don't want to believe that because I know that Russia would understand that such an attack would be met with a response from the United States, as well as all of the countries in the region, all of the other nuclear powers. The world could be destroyed if that happened. Not just theoretically, it will be. So, I think we need to calm down on this issue and we need to really find a way to resolve this Ukraine madness. I think Ukraine is one of the most corrupted countries in the world, and its leadership, etc. People in Ukraine don't see the spoils of all of the corruption. And I think every time we send $1 to Ukraine, most of it goes into Zelensky's pocket. This is my view and all of his hench people. It's a very corrupt place, and high-level people in the American government appear to have played a role in enriching him and some sort of slush fund Ponzi scheme between the crypto guy FTX, the Democrat Party, and election donations, etc. It's a putrid hot mess. I hope we can get to the bottom of it, but I hope what I'm seeing in the news is not accurate reporting in terms of Russia. So, what I wanted to talk to you about is a recent announcement by New Zealand's Prime Minister. I think her name is Jacinda Ardern, that she's resigning immediately, I think, near immediate, maybe a week again, in an emotional speech. She said that there's not enough. Quote, there's, she said she no longer has, quote, enough in the tank, unquote, do the job justice. Let me give you my view. This lady has been a catastrophic failure. She's an incompetent idiot. What she did to New Zealand, like what the Prime Minister of Australia did to Australia during the COVID, the height of COVID, was devastating. She imposed hard, strict, draconian, punitive lockdowns and criminalized people even. They did things in New Zealand and Australia that would make the United States blush. And the United States did crazy things too. So what is happening to her is like what has happened to Dr. Paul Offit and Dr. Professor Emily Oster, etc. These people are running, and even this doctor from CNN, this television doctor, Liana Wen. They're running to the hills. And now they're coming up with all these stories about, well, can we get a little amnesty? Do you need to really be that upset with us? We really tried. No, they didn't try. They were liars. They were all incentivized and they got money. We need to follow the money and see where the kickbacks, see whose daughters and sons going to private schools now, going to private universities, see who paid off their mortgages, see who bought new homes and new cars. And check their accounts in Switzerland, etc. Go check. And all the Caribbean islands, the Cayman Islands, and all of those places. See who has money in those accounts. See whose family and friends, 1 minute working in the Starbucks, next minute they register a truck company or a COVID mask making company or a vaccine company or a ventilator company. And next minute they are making ventilators and masks and vaccine vials and all sorts of garbage for the government of the United States. See who got bogus kickback contracts. You'll find many, many who sit in that Congress and that Senate, the United States. Many in Britain, British MPs, Canadian. It was a money-making scheme, COVID. It was a militarized, monetized scheme to make people rich and impose draconian top-down liberty and freedom abusing powers. Every single thing they did, everything was for abuse, abuse of power and abuse of money and abuse of the common man and woman. So I don't feel sorry for her. She's running for the hills, like Dr. Peter Offit, who's now telling you this guy, who's an FDA advisor, who approves the vaccine, is now coming to tell you that the bivalent booster may not be needed. and really are irresponsible to administer. But you just were part of the group that approved it. And we knew you're a moron, Dr. Offit, you and all of you people at FDA and criminals at Pfizer, because you knew that the data was based on 8 mice. They studied 8 mice, a rodent model, not even human trial data. And they actually put in that vaccine, the Wuhan initial legacy strain, that they know there will be original antigenic sin, immune imprinting, immune fixation, or paradoxical priming, where the immune response, the recall antibodies, is to the initial prime or exposure. They know about the original antigenic sin. They knew that they are placing suboptimal immune pressure on the antigen, and that the virus will generate by natural selection new variants repeatedly, more infectious. So we went across Delta, across Omicron. Now we have Omicron sub XBB 1.5. That will be displaced too. They all knew what they were doing wrong. They knew, we gave them. I wrote voraciously. Tenenbaum, McCullough, Risch, we wrote, we co-wrote together. Extensive research on lockdowns, the failures, masking, school closures, etc. Yet these bastards like this New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. She's a bastard for what she did. She suffered her people. She put people in jail. The Canadian government, the US government, all of them who suffered people and killed people. Their lockdown lunacy killed innocent people. People died. Young children committed suicide. That's what they did. That's their legacy and epitaph. That's what should be written on their tombstones when they leave this world. And they had headstones on their grave. She's running to the hills. The tears, she said, is not real tears. She's scared now. They're smelling the inside of a jail cell, because people like me won't stop. We're going to ensure the proper hearings. We're working on it right now. We're going to drag these people into courtrooms. And that same Jacinda Ardern, you might see her one day sitting in a jail for what she did. They costed lives. And the problem is, they had the information in front of them. They had the information from us that the lockdowns were killing and the vaccines were killing and failed. Yet they talk about follow the evidence and follow the science. They were not following the science. They were averse to the science. They didn't look at any science that was contradicting or cognitively dissonant to anything that they were thinking. So they have to be held accountable. They have to be made an example of, with proper justice, in proper courtrooms, with proper legal inquiries and proper judges. And we need, if the judges claim and declare that they caused deaths with reckless behavior, we take every cent, all the money belonging to their families also. We strip them of everything, put them all in poorhouses. Put Fauci in the street with no shoes. None. Francis Collins, bareback, no shoes, just his pants. Have them walk in the streets begging for what they did. Albert Bula from Pfizer, Stefan Bancel from Moderna, this Uchin guy from BioNTech. We need to put them in the poorhouse. We need to imprison many of them. Serious, serious criminal negligence should be the charge. We should begin there. Of all of them, including media companies, including all the IT companies like Twitter and Facebook. Bring Jack Dorsey. Bring all of them into a courtroom. No simple fixes, no mea culpas, because they knew what they're doing was wrong. They had an agenda to advance, so we need to punish them once it is shown properly. I have no forgiveness for these people. No mea culpas, no amnesty, none. So I have no tears to shed for Jacinda Ardern. What I wanted to do is to preserve her documents. Make sure that they're available, because we are coming. The New Zealand people are coming. We are working with many of them over the internet, emailing, talking, teleconferences. They are beginning to ramp up in their own countries. They're not going to walk away from this. I wanted to touch base on that today because it's very angering when these people who cause so much of death and despair could try and say that all of a sudden and think they could just ride off into the sunset. No. No one could ride off into the sunset because they killed people. And that's a fact. So that was my opening segment. And, you know, there's so many stories that you want to touch on because it's affecting our daily lives. But anyway, let me end the first one by reminding you that you are listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio, and it plays on iHeart Radio Network. Please listen anywhere in the world to this talk radio and iHeart. And you know, this goes to podcast the next day, every talk show. Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart. Please look for them, the podcast there. Go to the America Out Loud under our shows or schedule and look for Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour so you can get all of the podcasts. Remember, you could find me on my Substack, Alexander COVID News. I also have a website, drpaulalexander.com. You could also support me in Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. The email is sr7283@gmail.com. You know, any kind of help that you can give will be appreciated for me. Don't forget that I wrote that book, Presidential Takedown, where I try to explain that how Fauci, CDC, NIH, Burks, they all conspired against President Trump. And they supported him from the inside and hollowed him out. And they used the lockdowns and the school closures to hurt Trump. Trump was taken down because of the threats that he posed to like China and the threat that he posed to the deep state. The plan for once sort things out in America. Yes, it has proven to be big, larger than even he anticipated. They used the lockdowns and school closures to hurt him and to topple him, and that's why he's not president today. Please consider my book. It's on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and I support TWC.health. Thank you.
All right, you've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the povidone iodine-based nasal spray Cofix RX. They talk about it because it's a product that actually works in combating colds, flus, and coronaviruses. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. It's simple. By attacking viruses where they incubate, you make it easier for your body to heal. Check out the Cofix RX banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and save 20% by using promo code OUTLOUD.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
For 40 years, alarmists have been warning of a climate catastrophe, yet none of their dire predictions have come true. Temperatures have not soared, sea level rise has not been unusual, and extreme weather events have not increased in either frequency or intensity. In short, there is no climate emergency. For 15 years, the International Climate Science Coalition has led the call for climate realism and a Made in America climate plan, a plan based on real science that responds to the real world needs of Americans, supports economic growth, and strengthens our essential infrastructure. A plan that protects the environment and ensures that Americans can enjoy the blessings of clean air, clean land, and clean water for generations to come. It's time to put ideology and pseudoscience aside. It's time for a sensible climate plan. For more information or to donate, visit our website, icsc-climate.com.
Hey, welcome again. Welcome back to the Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour. Thank you for joining. A lot of things I wanted to talk about, but I remind you quickly that I support a nutraceutical and health and wellness company that promotes really the face of what future medical care will be. I work there. When I say work, I provide technical support with Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Harvey Reich, Dr. Richard Ameling, Dr. Heather Gessling, etc. And it's called The Wellness Company. The website is www.twc.health. And I'm asking you, when you have time, you know, go onto that site and just take a look, peruse it, take a look, browse around. You would see really that a lot of the information there is really interesting and that really shows us the future of medical care. And you would have access to top flight healthcare on call from anywhere. Consider going to the twc.health. And I want to talk about that a little later, but let me get to some points today. One of the key questions was always, can the COVID gene injection, the so-called vaccine, can it change your DNA? In other words, can it alter DNA? And the reality is that there have been mixed messaging and discussion on both sides, back and forth, on this. And I'm saying yes, based on the evidence that has accumulated. When the CDC had said that the mRNA vaccines never enters the nucleus of your cells, they lied, and they lied to you boldly. We have examples from some studies. I mean, this is talk show. You don't have the papers in front of you. You can always find them on my Substack. The address is Alexander COVID News. And you can find this. I wrote a story. I wrote a blog on this. But the two studies, one is by Alden, A-L-D-E-N. And the other study, that was a Swedish study. And there was one by Zhang et al, Z-H-A-N-G. And basically what they're finding in at a 50,000 foot level, without getting into the minutia, is that messenger RNA can be reverse transcribed and integrated into the genome of cells. And they found that in the animal model, rodent model, and the human cells. And they found that in both the Pfizer and the Moderna. They can be reversed back into DNA. And this has dramatic implications for our genetic material. And this must be urgently studied because we want more definitive information. We want stronger research designs, etc., to try and clarify and reproduce these findings. I wanted to touch base on that with you today because that's a question that's been out there and is not settled. But we have evidence that has been accumulating. Same way we have evidence that they said that the vaccine from the mother, et cetera, and the spike protein can't get to the child, whether developing in utero, the fetus, or newborn, at birth or just after birth. But what we're finding is that there is placental transfer. And also we are finding spike, etc., in breast milk. So this is largely possible. In other words, what we're seeing is that vaccinating the mother for COVID is as if you are vaccinating the child in utero. Because the vaccinal antibodies enters into the child's system. That has huge implications. This point I'm drawing here because remember, I've spoken about this before. The innate immune system of a child is naive. The child comes with it in a naive fashion. And it must be developed and trained and educated on pathogen that's around it and particularly in how to differentiate self components that are things that belong to the child versus non-self that does not belong to the child, so that the immune system will attack only those that don't belong to the child. The risk, if that process is not handled properly and developed, trained properly, the child will be at risk of autoreactivity and autoimmune disease. And what we had said before is that because of the high affinity, high specificity of the vaccinal antibodies to the antigen, and this has more to do with physics, biophysics, etc., than the innate antibodies. Remember, as part of the innate immune system in a young child, young person, infant, we have natural innate antibodies that their job is, they're broadly protective, and the child comes with it. And their job is to educate and train the innate immune system, the larger immune system, on how the child should handle pathogen is confronting now. Example, if the child confronted COVID virus, Omicron, etc., as well as teaches the immune system how to handle other pathogen the child would confront in the future, particularly other glycosylated viruses, that is viruses that share similar patterns on the surface of the viral ball, of the virus, let's say sugars, glycans, etc., patterns, as well as trains the innate immune system, particularly NK cells, natural killer cells, in a very rudimentary way I'm explaining this, but trains and educates on how the child would recognize self from non-self. Because if the child is unable to make that differentiation, the immune system, the child's own tissues and organs will be attacked by the immune system. That's autoimmune disease. Particularly for the NK cells to learn the nuances between self-like, self-mimicking. Because remember, the virus actually uses structures of the host cell, of normal cells, to make it look like a normal cell, to confuse and deceive the immune system. So as part of the training of the innate immune system by the innate antibodies and in NK cells, the immune response is able to differentiate self-like, self-mimicking. Virus-infected cells that are actually virus-infected cells, but they look like normal cells. The child's immune system must be able to know that so it can attack it and destroy it, eliminate it. All of these things will be subverted by the vaccinal antibodies because of higher affinity. They bind more strongly, more readily to the target antigen, the spike protein, the receptor binding domains on the spike protein. They outcompete the innate antibodies for that target, for the binding sites. And therefore the innate antibodies are blocked from binding, so they lose their functional capacity. What you really have is antibodies belonging to the child, the innate antibodies that are broadly protective, that can bind and sterilize the virus, are blocked from binding. Yet the ones that do bind, the vaccinal antibodies, are not fully matured and developed, have not gotten to their full affinity or binding capacity. So they do bind, but bind suboptimally, and they do not neutralize the virus. So the antibodies, the innate antibodies that can neutralize, cannot bind. They are blocked by antibodies that get there first and more readily and bind more strongly. But those vaccine antibodies cannot neutralize. So it's a terrible system, and the child then will be vulnerable to very severe disease because they will be vulnerable to infection. So I just wanted to remind you that. There was a very important study today that I put out on Substack. The lead author is Gao et al., G-A-O. And it was basically in a mice model. What they looked at is what happens with repeated boosting to short, forward short, etc. And what they found was elevated massive risks with the COVID gene injection, the mRNA injection, when these mice were boosted. And it induces humoral means antibody, and cellular means T cell. T cells are CD4 plus, CD8 plus. We're finding immune tolerance. So that's basically immune failure in these mice. And this is a new study, just out, maybe a day or so. So in other words, the repeated immunization with the COVID gene injection impairs the neutralization activity, the capacity to neutralize. It suppresses the formation of what we call germinal centers as part of the immune response process and inhibits the activation of CD8 plus. So my question is, are we looking at immune tolerance with repeat dosing, with repeat boosting, tolerance to the spike? That's a devastating situation. That means the more vaccine you take, it's as though the vaccinal antigen, don't even look at the antigen anymore. Is that immune exhaustion? Meaning, with the repeated dosing and the recall and the ramping up of the immune response to the repeat exposure due to the boosting, exhausting the immune system, and it can't properly respond. This is a very serious study. It is in mice, but remember, those, I call them COVID Taliban, branch COVIDians, COVID Taliban people, that they will run and try to say, well, Dr. Alexander, this isn't a mice model. This is not a human study. So how could you put so much weight in that, Dr. Alexander? I mean, you're an expert, but I mean, you might be wrong. Then I'll have to turn around and tell these idiots and morons, it is you same idiots and morons at the FDA and at Pfizer that just approved an emergency use authorization for the bivalent booster based on 8 mice. So you see, this is where they get punished for their sins. They want to say today, don't take this mice study seriously. But 2 months ago, they wanted you to take their mice study seriously. So serious that with 8 mice, the FDA approved a bivalent booster, the present bivalent booster that is failing, that Rochelle Walensky took and got infected. Her fifth shot, she might even have taken a sixth now, and she got reinfected. Sure, it doesn't work, it fails. So yes, we know that you could humanize the mice. You could change their respiratory system and their immunological response and make it as human-like. They know that. That's why they humanize the mice and experiment. I mean, you want the animal model closest to the human model. So what is the closest model? Well, then that have to be the primate. You will want like a orangutan or a monkey or a gorilla or something like that, right? Okay, well, short of that, the next would be the mice model. And you go upstream like that. But the thing is, they humanize these mice. For a reason, they make their lung, the physiology and the functionality of the lung almost human-like. So they can't come with that argument now, because now we have a study that slaps them in the face. That what you did with those 8 mice to prove that EAU was wrong, because now we see bivalent as well. In fact, I have seen the study and the data. I've looked at each of the 8 mice. If you look at the behavior of the 8 mice post-shot bivalent, the mice got infected. The vaccine, the bivalent in the study didn't even work. And the mice got sick. They got serious lung disease infection. Some of them even died. So in other words, Pfizer got the FDA. These two companies are complicit. They're corrupted. They got the FDA to give an approval for the present booster that they're rolling out across the world, trying to give your child based on 8 mice, that if you didn't just gloss over what CNN told you, and you went and pulled the study and read it. You say, but wait, 8 mice to vaccinate 300 million Americans and the rest of the world. But wait even further. The mice got sick and some died. So they did. Look, I almost swore, so I apologize. The study was a failure. That's the fun about this whole thing. They got EAU on a failed study, Pfizer. You should take FDA. I said this before, down to the studs. They are just, they're so stupid and moronic that I don't even know what is the best word for them. They're devastatingly dangerous. They approve vaccine that right now being pushed on your child based on 8 mice, that the 8 mice got sick and died. You don't believe me? Google it. I even wrote Substack. You'd find my stack. It's viral. The mice died. I even put the charts. Now we have a mice study again, a week old, 2 days old, showing there's devastating effects on the immune system. Devastating. Extended immunization, so repeated boosters, inhibited the production of receptor binding domain specific memory B cells. All of you scientists and doctors, and even the lay person knows this language now. The repeated boosting reduced the neutralization antibody response. The repeated boosting suppressed the formation of germinal centers, key to the immunological response. The extended boosting inhibited the activation of CD4. The CD4, the T helper cells that are critical to ramping up the immune response, particularly the memory B cells and the CD8 plus natural killer cytotoxic cytolytic cell. The extended immunization inhibited, stopped CD8 plus T cell immune response. That means the immune response collapsed. It failed. Look, let me end this segment by reminding you, please support Malcolm and the America Outlaw platform. They do tremendous work to bring us out here. We're fighting the censorship. We're bringing information on helping you restore your liberty and freedom. I also support a company called The Wellness Company, TWC.health. Go to it. Take a look. You'll see access to uncensored content, the ability to schedule virtual appointments, medical doctors with good doctors, Ben Marble, etc., doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols, early treatment, access to wholly owned internet pharmacy, exclusive treatment package tailored to you. You can even get vaccine exempt letters, whole sets of world-class supplements, nutraceuticals, TWC.health. Check my Substack, Alexander COVID News.
America Out Loud beats to the pulse of our nation. We know when you're angry, you're troubled, confused, glad, and thankful. Well, we know you because we are you. AmericaOutloud.com. Join us as we explore the most important issues of our time. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
These days, every time you turn on the news, it seems like there's a new threat to your health. Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top and shoot it down, or mix it in water. Boost your immunity. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited-time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Hello, welcome again. Welcome back to the Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour on America Out Loud Radio Network. America Outlaw Radio Network plays on the iHeart Radio Network. I remind you that. You can find it anywhere in the world. And you know that all of my radio, the talk shows, go to podcast the next day. You can hear them on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, and iHeart Podcast, and many more. Please go to the America Out Loud app, our shows or schedule, and look for Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour. And now I want to get into some topics that I think are important. Look, I am not too happy with the behavior of the House since they have taken control. I think they're bickering on things that are non-consequential, and we're not seeing the action that was promised. So we're going to give a little more time. We are hoping. We don't want to see how the sausage is made. We just want action. We gave them enough information. We gave them enough science over the last 2 years. They have enough that all they need to do now is prosecute people and imprison people. They need to get going. Okay, this is a very, very serious issue. And McCarthy needs to put on his big boy pants and get going. Look, Damar Hamlin, the NFL the Buffalo player that tragically suffered a cardiac arrest on the field. Well, look, we all know about this, and it's been dealt with. Our position is still vaccine-induced myocardial scarring that resulted in that arrest. And the reason is, remember, they have not told us up to today. They have said that they don't know what caused this. They have done all of their investigations, their medical teams. And you notice no one in the media, no one in the medical profession, no one connected to NFL have even raised the point about the vaccine. Yet we're seeing died suddenly across the world. People are dying in their sleep. People are dying on play fields. And people are just pretending. We are saying, we cannot be conclusive, but we do not want to rule out vaccine. I'm asking you, don't rule out vaccine. Don't rule out vaccine to the NFL, the Air Force Academy 21-year-old Hunter who died suddenly walking to his class. He was, I believe, a linesman, offensive. Don't rule that out in Ushe. Don't rule it out unless we have autopsy and unless we have definitive evidence and it's declared as to the cause. We need to keep vaccine-induced death, COVID vaccine, on the table. And we said, we called McCullough, myself, Oscar, etc. We said that the prudent thing to do, the sensible, reasonable, risk-averse thing to do was to ensure that no player went back onto the field without being myocarditis being ruled out. So maybe the NFL is thinking, well, we're now in the playoffs, so we don't have all the teams playing all at once constantly. So we're going to get to the end of the season by the next couple of weeks with the Super Bowl. But we are saying we need to follow these players all during the offseason. And not just NFL. We need to look at NHL, all contact heavy sports. These players are at risk. This COVID gene injection, the spike protein, this mRNA DNA platform, whether the mRNA delivery system or the DNA adenoviral vector system, even the Novavax, they all end in the same place, which is the generation of or the response to the spike protein, which is the spicule on the viral ball. That's the issue. And the spike protein has turned out to be devastatingly dangerous. It's a toxic, toxic molecule. In fact, it's a toxic structure. In fact, we know for sure it's an endothelial pathogen where it ravages and attacks the inner lining of the vasculature, the endothelial layer, causes bleeding, blotting, etc., activation of the complement response as part of the immune system. And with complement, we're seeing devastation. I wanted to talk about something that we are seeing right now. We are dealing with the XBB.1.5 subvariant clade. Very mild, as was the BA.5, BA.4. mild in terms of hospitalizations and deaths, very infectious, and with each subsequent variant, subvariant, it will be at higher risk of infection. The issue is, though, that what we are also seeing now is whilst the risk of death is so low across the board with COVID virus, across age groups, particularly the elderly who were susceptible in the beginning, what we're seeing now is death still accruing now, but in the younger population. And the question is why COVID virus does not affect young people, doesn't kill young people. So something is killing them, and we are seeing excess mortality, all-cause mortality rising, has been elevated 10, 15, almost 20% in many of these nations. The nations I'm talking about are the highly vaccinated nations. United States is one. We are seeing in highly vaccinated nations very elevated reinfections, hospitalization, ICU, and deaths. Far higher than non-vaccinated nations or low vaccinated nations. So the vaccine appears to be playing, have a direct link. And you know, I can't use the word causation on this show with that, what I just described, unless we do a proper comparative effectiveness research study where we have groups, blah, 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 proper rigor and all of that, methodological rigor. But we also know that epidemiological studies, well-developed, well-conducted, could give us enough rigor if the Bradford Hill criteria also are met in terms of temporality, biological plausibility, consistency, etc. We could make a strong link with an observational epidemiological study that we have as close to causation as if it were one of those high-level, high-quality randomized controlled trials with multiple studies showing the same thing. Large sample size, large event numbers, etc. Proper randomization, proper allocation concealment, proper blinding, limited or no data loss, no selective outcome reporting, blah, blah, blah. You know all of these things. But we are seeing a risk of death escalating in a high vaccinated nation, nations like Japan, Denmark, etc. And the question is, why? Was Dr. Geert van den Bosch correct? Dr. Geert van den Bosch has made a clarion call 2 years now saying that if you roll out a vaccine that while initially induced neutralizing antibodies that the virus was susceptible to, but that over time, with the pressures that you place on the virus, that the virus will become largely resistant to the vaccinal antibodies, and non-neutralizing antibodies predominate, which is what has happened a year and a half now. That if you mass vaccinate into the teeth of a pandemic, in the midst of a pandemic, across all age groups, using a suboptimal vaccine that does not neutralize the virus, then you are placing suboptimal immune pressure on the target antigen, and you will drive natural selection to select for more infectious variants. Geert went one step further, and he said that what we saw with Omicron, which is highly infectious, non-lethal, that in the beginning, him, myself, McCullough, we all rushed out and we said, you know, this is nature's gift to us. But we were wrong. And we quickly corrected that. We said we were wrong. We were too quick to jump. And we looked at the data more closely. And what we were seeing is the beginnings of, whilst there was increased infectiousness and less mortality, yes, we were glad because there was less death. However, as time has passed, we are seeing that severity is increasing. So in other words, it's almost as though the virus, the variants are able to overcome the suboptimal pressure and overcome the blocking on severity and is beginning to cause severe illness, selecting for variants that can cause severe illness. Was Van den Bosch correct? Are we at the cusp of a situation where we are going to see much elevated death due to the vaccine? In other words, those vaccinated. I'm talking about vaccinated. Remember, I've already said this is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated have nothing to fear. The unvaccinated must remain unvaccinated with these COVID shots. The immune system of an unvaccinated person, today, just like the immune system of an unvaccinated young child, is almost the prize. If you could take it and bottle it, put a price of $10 billion on it, you would get it. You have people all over the world only want unvaccinated. They understand. The immune system of your unvaccinated child is the prize. Do not fool around with it. Do not fall victim and vaccinate your children with this COVID gene injection. Your child has a near zero risk of severe outcome or death. Zero from COVID virus. We've seen no variant thus far that changes that sequelae and that algebra to us. Yet, with a vaccine that you're promoting, including this bivalent booster, that confers no benefit, so the risk-benefit calculus shows that it skews towards harm, then why? Why would you consider? Because it's a hip thing? Because your friends are vaccinating their children? Because Fauci said? What has Fauci or Walensky or the CDC or the NIH or the FDA or any one of them said from the beginning, from lockdowns to school closures to mask mandates to vaccine to anything, to business? What? Can you name one COVID policy that was correct? You can't. You know you can't. You can't point to any. Every single thing was a failure. So I'm raising the question. We are seeing that these highly vaccinated nations, we are seeing increased risk of death. I'm beginning to warn you what seems to be emerging. All-cause mortality, excess death. And the thing that they all have in common is they're highly vaccinated. African nations have warned this. If you look at their infection curves, their hospitalization curves, and their death curves, it's almost zero. It has been zero throughout Omicron. In other words, Goethe also said, and I ascribe to this, and I've preached about this, that by their poverty, and they holding out on the vaccine and not having access to the vaccine, they bought themselves time. The children and young people and teenagers and young adults, their innate immune systems were able to be exposed to Omicron, to be exposed to all these infectious subvariants and continuously be trained on being exposed to all the other glycosylated pathogens around them. Trained. So that when any other variants come around, they could withstand and are hardy with their natural immunity. They were infected, they dealt with it, they recovered, now they have natural immunity. The vaccinated nations like the United States and Canada said, have a serious problem. We are seeing everybody becoming infected and reinfected once you're vaccinated. And we know there's research by Pantini et al., Yahi et al., Liu et al., that shows that the vaccine itself is giving the virus properties it did not normally possess. Highly infectious properties, increased infectivity to the vaccinee. That is you who got vaccinated. So you need to stay away from this. None, zero. There's a study I'm writing on a blog, a Substack one right now. I'm not done. I'm trying to interpret some of the graphs and put it in script. It's a French study. The lead author is Tamanju. That's Tamandjou. And what they found principally is that the boosters, the second booster, which is really the fourth shot, was devastating for the vaccinee in terms of risk of reinfection. It promoted and caused reinfection and far less protection vaccine effectiveness with the second boost than the first. The gain in protection offered by the second booster was lower than the protection offered with the first booster at equal time points since the last vaccination. This study is another catastrophic indictment on the failure of the COVID gene injections. COVID gene injections don't confer sterilizing immunity, and they cause the vaccinated person to become reinfected. This is a serious, serious problem. And it is something that we cannot not talk about. Look, I'm coming to the end of this segment. I want to remind you that you listen to America Out Loud Talk Radio. It plays on iHeart Network. You can also listen on our media player from anywhere browser, anywhere in the world. All my shows go to podcasts the following day. And you can hear them on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, and iHeart Podcast, and many more. If you want, you can find more about my show and get all the latest podcasts. Go to the menu nav bar on America Out Loud under our shows or schedule and look for Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour. Remember, I'm asking you, take a look for my Substack. It's Alexander COVID News. Alexander COVID News. I also run a website, drpaulalexander.com. There's no caps and no spaces. That's drpaulalexander, drpaulalexander.com. If you wish to give me any sort of support, because I need, you can do it through Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, at sr7283@gmail.com. Any support will be appreciated. Remember, I wrote that book, Presidential Takedown, because of my work in the Trump administration as a senior pandemic advisor to the Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary. That book, I tried to talk about the impact of Fauci and in toppling Trump. And I tried to explain that they hollowed him out with their lockdowns and school closures to make the pandemic response look ungovernable and unmanageable. And they did hurt him, and Trump was not re-elected. It's not just about stolen votes. You have to wrap your mind around that. Look, I also support the wellness company, TWC.health. And I want to say again, please support America Out Loud. Thank you.